Black Chicagoans rally against sanctuary policies. Promise to vote for Republicans, independents over Democrats. By Warner Todd Houston on November 17, 2023. A group of Black Chicago residents rallied on the city's south side to warn City Hall and the City Council that they are organizing to defeat any official that supports Mayor Brandon Johnson's fealty to sanctuary city policies and the continued spending of millions on illegal aliens, even to the extent of voting for Republicans over the Democrat Party. Speakers warned the city's aldermen that they will be targeted for removal and that blacks in the areas so badly impacted by the onslaught of border crossers flooding into the city would even begin voting for Republicans and independents to defeat Democrats who are so sold out to the illegal alien lobby. The warnings came just ahead of a new policy from City Hall that will limit the freebies doled out to border crossers to 60 days in city shelters. Mayor Johnson announced the new limitations after the Chicago City Council passed a 2024 budget in a vote of 41-8. The budget sets aside an additional $150 million to care for more than 21,200 illegals in the city, according to WTTW. Johnson claimed that the new limits show that he will not sacrifice the needs of Chicagoans in support of those who wish to become Chicagoans. "This approach that we have right here is to make sure we are addressing the anxiety and fear that people have. Whether you are a taxpayer or someone who is seeking asylum in the city of Chicago, while speaking to our hopes and aspirations," Johnson added. But Johnson's allocation of more than $363 million to care for illegal border crosses is not sitting well with the city's black communities. A video highlighted by the African Diaspora News Facebook channel reveals citizens who are fed up with City Hall. The video features a rally by a group of Chicago residents who have dire warnings for the city's political establishment. "We're here to say to black aldermen who are elected by the black citizens of Chicago that we are fed up with you not hearing our stress and our demands, but rather do what you want to do to please the Democratic Party," a disgruntled resident representing the group said over the loudspeaker. "We are fed up with you for not taking the lead to stop the buses," she continued. "We are fed up with you for not demanding of Brandon Johnson to remove illegal immigrants from our community. And we were also here to say we are denouncing Alderman William Hall and Lamont Robinson for going to the border to look into the eyes of illegal immigrants, but has failed to look into the eyes of homeless black men, women and children and other citizens of Chicago. We have veterans who have served this country who are homeless. Have you looked into their eyes?" she asked pointedly. She went on to mention specific aldermen by name. "Alderman Yancey, Alderman Hall, Alderman Robinson. There are 58,440 homeless people in Chicago. We have black school-aged children sleeping in cars. Have you looked into their eyes? No, you have not," she accused. "Yet illegal immigrants are sleeping in hotels in the city of Chicago, paid by the citizens of Chicago," she said, adding accusingly. The white corporate-dominated news media have been unwilling to discuss the role that has never happened before about how immigration is contributing to deteriorating economic and social conditions for blacks who live on the south and west sides of Chicago. "If these mass immigration increases continues, all wages and employment for black workers and potential workers will fall. Our position is that we will not quietly sit by and allow poor destitute people from around the world come to Chicago and be dumped into poor destitute communities in the city of Chicago to please the political agenda of black aldermen, the mayor of the city of Chicago, and the governor of the state of Illinois, as well as the president of the United States." She went on to deliver a list of demands, and even warned that blacks would start voting for Republicans if the Democrats continue to shill for the Hispanic lobby instead of listening to the black community. The demands include: "We want the mayor to sign an executive order immediately ending sanctuary city. Remove illegal immigrants from our city. We demand that the mayor and the aldermen to not allow any more busloads of illegal immigrants into the city of Chicago. We demand that the aldermen vote no on the budget that assume an additional $150 million or more, or any amount for immigrants. We demand a funded office of freedmen for black descendants of American chattel slavery. We support the candidacy of Republicans, independents, and Democrats who oppose sanctuary city. We demand that you support Illinois African Americans' equitable black school achievement. And we demand that the land grab of senior citizens' homes and to replace us with illegal immigrants. Those are our demands, and this is what we expect our elected officials to do," she concluded. "They are not representing us." They are representing everybody else but us. In illegal immigration, and everything else. We voted for you to get into these positions of power so that you can represent our interests. And we have concluded that you're not representing our interests. And we are organized. We're organizing to remove any politician. Black, white, otherwise, if you're not going to represent the interests of black people in the city of Chicago. Others also spoke during the event. One woman said that while she is pro-black, she feels that her elected officials have mistreated and marginalized her fellows. She added that blacks who have been disrespected are being forced to give up our parks and our schools and places in our community. For others. We're not saying that there's not room here, but what we are saying is that we are not going to step aside for you to accommodate them when you have continued to leave us out of the equation, she added. She then had a warning for the Democrat Party. I'm talking to Governor Pritzker, and I'm talking to President Biden. And I want you to understand that as we run into this upcoming political year where the Democratic Party is on the menu, hear me, people of Chicago, of Illinois, and of the United States, it's time for us as black people to stop voting party. It's time to stop voting color, it is time for us to start voting our self-interest. And if the Democrats in the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois, and a country of USA refuses to listen to us, that it is time for us to start looking at other alternatives. Our rights are being violated, our civil rights are being violated, another speaker said. There's no law that allows for non-citizens to come into our communities, force themselves into our communities, force themselves into public accommodations, force themselves into schools that could have been open to our children. The constant discrimination of black people has to stop, she continued. I have yet to see any black official and Hispanic official and your white official stand up and say that this is a violation of the civil rights of our citizens in the city or the citizens' issue in the United States of America. Where's the money for the economic development of our communities? She railed. Why is it that we're being put into a position where the immigrants who come into our community, they're going to get money and they're going to get money to open small businesses? And they are going to open those small businesses in these communities and then our people are going to be forced to buy from them after they've invaded our country. We say no to all of this. She also demanded that Illinois left-wing Governor J.B. Pritzker emulate Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. We demand that Governor Pritzker that he exercise his governor rights. Like we've seen the Florida governor, exercising his. We see the Texas governor exercising his. But now when you get to Illinois, all of a sudden our governor can't do anything, she said. The rally shows that blacks in Chicago are getting fed up with being second-class citizens in a city that they are supposed to be controlling. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.